Long ago, at least 2,000 years, there was a rich man who had a beautiful and pious wife, and they loved each other dearly. However, they had no children, though they wished very much to have some, and the woman prayed for them day and night, but they didn't get any. And they didn't get any. In front of their house, there was a courtyard where stood a juniper tree. One day in winter, the woman was standing beneath it, peeling herself an apple, and while she was thus peeling the apple, she cut her finger, and the blood fell into the snow. "Oh," said the woman. She sighed heavily, looked at the blood before her, and was most unhappy. "If only I had a child as red as blood and as white as snow." And as she said that, she became quite contented, and felt sure that it was going to happen. Then, she went into the house, and a month went by, and the snow was gone. And 2 months, and everything was green. And 3 months, and all the flowers came out of the earth. And 4 months, and all the trees in the woods grew thicker, and the green branches were all entwined in one another, and the birds sang until the woods resounded and the blossoms fell from the trees. Then the 5th month passed, and she stood beneath the juniper tree, which smelled so sweet that her heart jumped for joy, and she fell on her knees and was beside herself. And when the 6th month was over, the fruit was thick and large, and then she was quite still. And after the 7th month, she picked up the juniper berries and ate them greedily. Then she grew sick and sorrowful. Then the 8th month passed, and she called her husband to her and cried and said, "If I die, then bury me beneath the juniper tree." Then she was quite comforted and happy, until the 9th month was over. And then she had a child as white as snow and as red as blood. And when she saw it, she was so happy that she died. Her husband buried her beneath the juniper tree, and he began to cry bitterly. After some time, he was more at ease, and although he still cried, he could bear it. And some time later, he took another wife. He had a daughter by the 2nd wife, but the 1st wife's child was a little son, and he was as red as blood and as white as snow. When the woman looked at her daughter, she loved her very much. But then she looked at the little boy, and it pierced her heart, for she thought that he would always stand in her way, and she was always thinking how she could get the entire inheritance for her daughter. And the evil one filled her mind with this, until she grew very angry with the little boy, and she pushed him from one corner to the other, and slapped him here and cuffed him there, until the poor child was always afraid, for when he came home from school, there was nowhere he could find any peace. One day, the woman had gone upstairs to her room, when her little daughter came up too and said,
"Mother, give me an apple."
"Yes, my child," said the woman, and gave her a beautiful apple out of the chest. The chest had a heavy, large lid with a sharp iron lock.
"Mother," said the little daughter, "is brother not to have one too?"
This made the woman angry, but she said, "Yes, when he comes home from school." When from the window she saw him coming, it was as though the evil one came over her, and she grabbed the apple and took it from her daughter, saying, "You shall not have one before your brother." She threw the apple into the chest and shut it. Then the little boy came in the door, and the evil one made her say to him kindly, "My son, do you want an apple?" And she looked at him fiercely. "Mother," said the little boy, "how angry you look. Yes, give me an apple." Then it seemed to her as if she had persuaded him. "Come with me," she said, opening the lid of the chest. "Take out an apple for yourself." And while the little boy was leaning over, the evil one prompted her, and crash! She slammed down the lid, and his head flew off, falling among the red apples. Then, fear overcame her, and she thought, "Maybe I can get out of this." So she went upstairs to her room, to her chest of drawers, and took a